Well, it's a busy morning out here early at Caulfield. Mickey D's one of the big jockeys out here, and he does this week in, week out. The life of a jockey never ends. G'day, Mick. Good to see you out here this morning.
Well, it's good to see you out here nice and early.
Not quite as early as all of you boys, but this is what your life is, isn't it? What's your typical day in the life of Mick D as a jockey?
Well, as of this morning, usually every Tuesday up at 3, just after 3, and travelling here to Caulfield, starting by 4, and you ride your gallops and trials, and then not every Tuesday I'd be riding races, but today I've got to go for full 5 rides at Moy.
Is it something you get used to, just the early mornings and probably the lack of sleep to what normal people have?
Nah, never. Nah, it's always, for me anyway, it's a bit of a struggle to get out of bed, but once you're out of bed and you're going and it becomes daylight, you're all of a sudden not tired anymore. So I don't know who ever could get used to getting out of bed so early.
Tom, do you have to go to bed?
I try and go to bed quite early. Last night I went to bed by about 7 o'clock, so try and get a good sleep.
Well, I suppose you've got to balance having a life as well, especially on a weekend. If you want to go out for dinner or have a night out, how tough is that?
Yeah, well, weekend's always different. Like after say a Flemington on a Saturday or a Caulfield on a Saturday, like you always seem to, I don't know, it's just a different feel about a Saturday night opposed to a Monday, Tuesday night. I'm sure that's the same for everyone, but you always got time to fit a nice dinner in somewhere or sometime, but I quite like being at home anyway and have dinner or a movie at home or something like that.
Was this always going to be your life? You've made a great fist of it since you've come to Australia, but were you destined to always be a jockey?
From a very young age I wanted to be a jockey, and then sort of passed up that idea from about age 8 to 10, something like that, and then mid-teens, then I sort of thought of the idea again, and here we are.
Because you're not a small jockey, are you?
Well, before I started, I was quite tall before I started. I was, still very skinny, but everyone said, oh, geez, you're going to get too big, and tall, you're tall. And I got quite paranoid about that, but just have never really put on weight, so been quite lucky.
What's the best and worst part of your job, of being a jockey?
The best is winning and the worst is losing. Yeah, so
is it tough when you're having a bad run?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It gets quite tough at times, and I don't know, somewhat lonely at times, but you just turn up each day and do your work and carry on and look forward to the next challenge.
Well, the highs are great, but there is a lot of rejection in racing, isn't it? From getting sacked off horses to not getting the rides you want. How do you deal with that mentally?
Yeah, I just try and get over it quite quickly. You think about it for a little, the rest of the day sort of thing, and come up with other scenarios. Say you ride a bad race and come up with other scenarios, but there's nothing much you can do about it at the end of the day, so you just got to move on and turn up the next day and do your best.
Look for your next Lunar Fox moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure.
The camaraderie amongst the jockeys, it's National Jockey Trust Day. We're focusing on the jockeys out here at Caulfield today because they're such an important part and the risk of your life every time you jump on a horse. How important is a day like Saturday?
It's good to recognise National Jockeys Trust and having a day for it. You always got to stay sort of lighthearted and be friends with all the jockeys, and there's always good banter, so although out on the track you're not worrying about being mates and you're just worrying about yourself and your horse and your owners and your trainer, but once you're off, it's sort of, if you have a bit of a blue with someone, you get over it quite quickly.
Can it get a bit testy?
What's that?
Can it get a bit testy, a bit fiery in the jockey's room?
Oh, it does at times. I don't usually get too fiery. I just sort of stay quiet, but others get quite fiery and it all blows over pretty quickly.
Yeah. What's the biggest blue you've witnessed? Who's an angry little ant?
There's a few angry little ants. Everyone has their days and everyone gets angry at times, but yeah, you just got to move on.
Well, you seem like you'd be a peacemaker in there. You're laid back, nothing phases you, Mickey, and you're riding in great form at the moment. Gee, you got a good book today at Mowi as well. Jen Wine's a short price favourite.
Yep.
Expected to just about get the cash today?
Well, if it's first up run, I'd expect it to be winning. There's a couple of scratchings in that race now, so I think it's a small field of eight at this stage. So, and it's got a good draw, so providing it gets a nice run, nice cart through, and I'd imagine it should be winning, yeah.
Yeah, who else do you like today?
That Please Sir actually has been trialling up quite well. I'm not sure whether it runs at this stage. They were holding off to see scratchings or the track rating, but it's been trolling up pretty well.
All right, we'll keep an eye on them today. Mick, good to have a chat. Best of luck today and on Saturday as well.
Yeah, thank you.